Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench with Carver High on a Tuesday night, late night, hour two here. The Islanders and Nickelodeon are going to be teaming up for the second screen experience. The move is designed to engage children and families with the incorporation of Nickelodeon shows and characters into the team's home ice experience digital entertainment platform. The Islanders' second screen platform, as well as their social and digital channels, will feature Nickelodeon-themed content such as trivia, polls, videos, games, celebration graphics. Content will feature characters like SpongeBob and, Rugrats. The move follows CBS. Remember when they did the Nickelodeon experience during the playoffs or whatever it was this year, and the wildly well-received whole game broadcast for the Children's Network when they did the game. So the Islanders are following them and doing that. I know you're excited about it, Carver High. Just what you need when you go to the new Islanders arena is to be at the game, and suddenly you're sitting next to SpongeBob at the game.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't really care. Win games like tonight. That's all that I really care about. You want to go do all this other stuff? Have a blast.
Just go do it. As long as they win, that's all that matters to you.
That's it. Like I don't really care about their little the children's episode or whatever it is they're gonna do. I don't care. As long as they win, they can dance to Holly Gully for all I care. Just
a little, little Ray Lewis and little Willie aren't going to have, any, fun at the game with the Nickelodeon characters. You're just not even bringing the kids to the game. It's a man's world. It's Carver High goes with his buddies or his cousin. What's your cousin's name again? Sean. Sean and Carver High go down to the barn and watch the hockey game. No kids. Interrupt the game.
I've taken Olivia to the Islander game before. She's gone to one or two games. It was a disaster, but she's gone.
She can't sit there and watch the game.
Yeah, I mean, one game I took her to, and this was, a year and a half ago, so she was still pretty young. I mean, we made it a period and a half. I had to leave. She wasn't sitting in the seats. She had, she was tired, cranky. You had to go. Just wasn't ready for it yet. Wasn't ready. Well, when she got there, she got her chicken fingers, she got her ice cream, she got all the stuff she wanted, watched 5 minutes of the game, and then it was time to go.
Yeah, then she just had enough.
Yeah, that's it.
And how livid were you?
I mean, look, it is what it is. I was home in time to watch the third period. Like an afternoon.
Expensive night at the old barn.
It was like an afternoon, like holiday game. It was like a Columbus Day 1 o'clock start. It was one of those.
God, I would lose it. I don't know what
but
I
she
would
thought
do.
It was cool. She thought it was cool with the NFL game, that playoff game, like the Bears Saints when they did the Nickelodeon thing.
She
thought it was funny because she knew some of the characters,
And then the slime and everything. Well, that's what they're going to do with the Islander games.
She thought the slime when the touchdowns happened was cool.
That's what they're going to do with the games now. I have a feeling you'll go to a game, and soon enough, Carver High will be slimed at the game.
If it gets me back to going to games again, sure.
Brock Nelson scored with just under 7 minutes left. Varlamov, 29 saves. The Islanders beat the Capitals 1-0 tonight at the Barn. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Channel 204, Mightier 1090 in San Diego and all of Southern California. Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, USA Armed Forces Radio all over the world. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's Pharrell on a bench with Carver High. Big win tonight for your Islanders over the Capitals. Had to be a great game, 1-0. A battle all night. Did you watch it? I could only take so much of the Penguins bending over at the hands of the Rangers. When it was 3-0 or whatever the hell it was, I gave up.
Yeah, I saw most of the second and third period. It played really well. Honestly, the kid Vanishek, the goalie for the Caps, he was outstanding tonight. I think the Islanders had like 40-plus shots on goal, which they never do. They hit about 16 posts as well. But listen, tight game, playoff-style type of game, and the Islanders get a late third-period goal. Varlamov was outstanding, and now they move back into a tie for first with the Caps. Yeah, it was not. I saw all the Ranger fans tweeting about the Penguin game. They get all excited, you know, once every 6 weeks when they actually do something. I guess tonight was that night for them.
Yeah. I cannot believe that the Blue Jackets beat the Lightning. What is happening to the Lightning lately?
Honestly, this is kind of what I thought would happen to them a little bit this year. After winning in the bubble, finally winning the cup, they played all the way into late September. I thought at some point this year they were going to hit a little bit of a wall. It's just so much hockey. You didn't get the normal off season. I just didn't think that's why I don't think that they might win it again this year. Because it's just a lot of hockey over a 12-month span for them to win the cup twice. And now they're showing a little bit of losing some steam here in the middle of the season.
The Ducks lead the Sharks 1-0 in the first. Late in the first, the Ducks winning in San Jose. That was my top play. My number two play was the Blackhawks. They doubled up the Stars 4-2 in Chicago tonight as Patty Kane with a two-point night, the goal and an assist for the Kaner. There you go. Kubalik also had a big game. Chicago. Predators win. They won in Detroit in a shootout 3-2. Canes 5-2 over the Panthers. Bruins 4-2 over the Flyers. And the Devils lost to the Sabres. All right, Pharrell on a bench. So, did you see that the Laker game? There was like a fight tonight or something that broke out. It really didn't. It didn't like turn into much, but they won. The Lakers won by 9, so they covered. They won. Remember, they were laying one, and then the Raptors
won
had
by 9. That's it.
Yeah,
that they was were it. Up but like they were up like 40 at one point.
Right. But they had a fight, so Montrezl Harrell and OG Anunoby were ejected with 2 minutes left in the first after Schroeder fouled Anunoby's layup attempt. Several players, including Harrell, were involved in an altercation after Schroeder and Anunoby squared off. It really didn't happen that way. What happened is that Anunoby, like, Schroeder was going down hard on the ground, and, like, as he was falling down, it seemed like to me that Anunoby, like, and I only saw it once, so I could be wrong, but it seemed like he caught him, right? And, like, before he was going to smack himself on the ground, he caught him, and, like, it was very awkward, right? So when he caught him, he had him in, like, a position, like, it was like he was an animal. Like, he looked like he was carrying a dog or something. And he caught him by his waist, right? And I think what happened was, like, Schroeder thought he was starting up with him, but he wasn't. He was like trying to catch him from getting hurt, right? It was like an awkward thing. He was falling down or flying through the air or whatever, and he grabbed him and kept him from, you know, smashing into a million pieces. like a car wreck. That's what I saw. And then he like tried to help him. He even tried to like explain it to him. He's like, bro, look, I was just trying to catch you. And Schroeder was having none of it. And Schroeder went nuts. And he's a skinny dude that no one's afraid of, right? Like, Schroeder gets snapped like a pretzel by some of these dudes. But he got out of there. He was like the guy that started it all up and then squirmed his way out, right? The guy that starts the fight, but he's the last one to actually be in the middle of it throwing hands. So here comes Harrell and Ananobi going at it. And they never really got in a fight at all. They just ejected him. They're like, you're out, you're out. Go. Boom. Like Gambling Kenny.
How can you possibly expect to be the world champion with a body like that? The teeny weeny arms and the skinny weeny legs and that so turkey looking neck.
What are you gonna do, turkey neck? So anyway, at the end of the day, Lowry did not play. Van Vliet did not play. Watson, whoever that is, missed the seventh game due to COVID. Whoever that is, what, the whole team was out, right? Drummond, unable to play, has missed four games with his toe.
Drummond's still walking around with that, with after getting his foot stepped on. He still hasn't played since that. I mean, honestly, like,
no.
Well, I mean, how, you got to be joking me. He still hasn't played from his foot being stepped on.
And I kid you not, and I'm not even trying to blow smoke. I'm at the gym one day, and I drop a 25. You remember when I broke my toe? I dropped a 25-pound weight off the rack straight down on my third toe and shattered it. Literally, it turned black within an hour. My toe was completely black. I'm not talking black and blue. I'm talking black. And it was like deep purple black type, like, I mean, blood, like, you know, that dirty, bloody look. And it was paralyzed. It hurt so bad. I couldn't even scream. It hurt so bad. I was crippled. I was on the ground in agony. Sure enough, I try to be cool so no one notices. I've broken my toe by dropping a weight on it. And I'm like looking around trying to be cool. Meanwhile, I was like, like the Three Stooges. But then I had a game that night, Carver High. I had a playoff game that night at like 7 o'clock. And I called my guy Killer. I said, I broke my toe today. And he's like, tape it up. Let's go. Wussy. And then I played with it. I was running like a duck with a broken toe. But your boy Drummond, I played like 42 minutes. I had like 29 boards, two technicals, ejected from the game, played with a broken toe, drunk. Your boy has someone step on his toe. He's out a month. He's 7 foot tall, 300 pounds. Honestly, now you heard the story that his toenail tore off, right? So, like, the whole toenail's gone. He's just got flesh for fantasy. He's running, right, like, raw dog toe jam, fresh, raw toe jam. And he's not playing. He just doesn't apparently have the stones to play with it. Now, I don't know about you, but I would have taped that mother Forreller up with like 15 rolls. I would have been like, whoop, 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 like an amusement park ride going around my toe with tape. And I would have played with it. That's what I did. I literally took the white athletic tape and I cut it in half and I made my toe so stiff with tape that because it was broken. And it was broken. And I taped it up and I played with it. And I swear to God, I played with it that way for like a month. This thing wouldn't heal. I swear to God, like 5 years later, I can't move the toe still. It's like paralyzed. I have no toe movement. So when you can curl your toes, I can't do that anymore from playing basketball, dropping a weight on my foot and playing basketball. This guy can't play. He's missed all these games with his toenail ripped off. Like, honestly, Carver High. I mean, is this he's got to be the wuss club of the month. Do we have a wuss club of the month? I think we do. We used to. Somebody's got to be a wussy here, and it's got to be him with the toe jam. He's out a month. Not out a month, but he's missed four games. That's like he's missed a whole week of games, right? A slew of games over about a 7 to 10 day period. But he came there and he played one game. He got hurt. He's never played since. Who's the worst? Tell me who the worst is, because tomorrow I hear Durant's coming back. He's got to be the worst, Durant. He missed like 23 games, 24 games. Is he not the worst poser, or is it Kyrie Irving for taking vacations once a month? Or is it your boy Drummond?
Kyrie's the worst because he's not actually hurt. He just leaves, you know. He just leaves, and that's probably worse. The Drummond thing with the toe is bad. Like, honestly, bro, like, you got to be kidding me. You just didn't play for like 2 months. You get your toe stepped on, and now you disappear. I don't know. Like, look, I'm sure it's painful. I mean, he's a big dude. He's probably got a big toe. I understand it, but, you know, come on.
Studio, looking at a guy out here hollering my name when last year I spent more money on spilt liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made.
Think about it. What guy do you know in the NHL that would miss a game with a toenail ripped off? Honestly, is there one guy? There's not one guy in the whole league that would miss a game with a broken toe.
They'd still put the skate on. They would still 100% put the skate on.
They'd play with the broken toe. Guys in the NHL play with broken ankles. They've been hitting the puck with ankles, right? They're out there playing with their ankle all taped up, and they can barely get the boot on. You know it's true. But these basketball players, man, are they something else. They miss more time. You know Harden's going to be out 10 days now with this latest hammy strain. Your boy. Meanwhile, he's the most exciting player I've watched, and now I can't watch him. But allegedly, Durant's back tomorrow night with Kyrie. We'll see if Kyrie shows up at the arena for the game. It's Pharrell on a bench. So, Carver, how you saw the video of the fight, and you saw the same thing I saw, right? That your boy Schroeder was like the instigator, but then he ran like a bee and hid under the bed.
Yeah, I did watch the video during the break, and yes, Schroeder was completely involved in the start of that, and then as soon as everybody came on the court and got together, he was absolutely nowhere near anything that was going on. You couldn't even find the dude. He just disappeared.
Did you think that Anunoby was trying to catch him from
I don't know. Crashing? I think he initially was trying to catch him, and then Schroeder probably like said something to him, and that's when he was just like, well, screw this guy, and then just dumped him. You know, flipped him over and dumped him.
He was trying to help him and then he dropped him.
He probably said something to him like, get off me, man, and then he probably just flipped him over and just dumped him then. You don't want my help? Here you go.
Then he gave him the business.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Anunoby would have beaten Schroeder's ass.
Oh, no question. I think he would have beat Harrell's ass, too.
I don't know about that. I think Harrell would have taken care of him. I'm going to go Harrell there. He's a dog. That guy will come in. He flew in there. He's like, I'm not having this. He really did. So, there you have it. I mean, I wanted to ask you about Tatis because I think, you know, he's been put on the IL, right? And with that, it's basically a labrum, right? And I think that he's going to sit for 10 days and they're going to reevaluate, right? I think what they're going to reevaluate is they're going to cut it. That's what I think.
Yeah.
He's got a labrum tear and he's going to have it fixed. And that's just all there is to it. At some point, all this other BS is going to go away and they're going to cut it. Don't you think? Do you think there's any chance? We're not even 10 games into the season and this guy's getting put on the IL because his shoulder's all tore up It's not even his throwing shoulder. It's the other one, but it affects him when he's at the plate and everything else. And now he can't play. And Carver High, you have to think the next thing will be surgery. I don't care what anybody thinks. I mean, that's to me, it's inevitable.
No, you're right. At some point, he's going to have to get this taken care of. Now, I know he wanted to be a hero. Preller tried to make it out like, oh, you know, he wanted to play tonight. Yeah, well, sure. That's not happening. So they did put him on the IR, IL, whatever the hell they call it now. And you'll see him in a couple of weeks, I guess. If he was
DL.
Smart. You are right, DL. Well, now they call it the I. The,
I know, but it's the DL.
Right, the DL.
They changed everything, but it's the DL.
Changed everything. But no, I think he's going to eventually have to get that shoulder done. Now he's going to probably try to tough it out through. But you remember, this isn't the middle of August, and he's got, you know, 2 months to go to finish the season. It's the first week of the season.
Right.
That's 6 months to go. Like, he's got to go the whole way here. So that's going to be very hard for him to do. With the injury, he just keeps hurting that shoulder. Just keeps happening right to him.
Well, don't you think if he sits for 10 days and comes back, I bet he won't last a week. When he starts playing again, it's going to re-aggravate. That's all there is to it. It's not something that – it's not a hamstring. It's his labrum, which is in your shoulder, which is – his entire world is torquing and cranking his abs and shoulders and throwing and running and crossing over his body, diving, sliding. What doesn't he do? He's like, you know, he's the biggest deal in baseball right now, right? As a shortstop, is he not? And then bottom line is, he's all kinds of tore up. Did you see him the other night, like laying at the plate or whatever he was, all injured? Did you see him? I mean, God, what do you need to know?
Crumpled up in a heap.
What is all this talk about? I saw it today. I mean, I'm just, what do I know? I'm not there, right? But we're on the air there, and all I know is I watch all their games and keep an eye on things. All I know is it's simple. I've had it. I tore my labrum and my rotator cuff, and that was it. It was like, you know, surgery. Boom, you lose. It was 9 months. The labrum is not as bad as the rotator cuff, right? Like, so the labrum can be fixed, and then, you know, at some point he'll come back. I think it's like, I could be wrong because I'm wrong 30 times a day, but it could be like, you know, 3 months, Garver High. You know what I mean? Like, it's no joke. We'll have to ask Dr. Zhivago Chow, your boy, Zhivago, about the labrum tear, even the slightest labrum tear. You know what it does? Like, if you're sleeping on your shoulders, your labrum, you will wake up in the middle of the night and you will say, I cannot sleep on that side anymore. And you will tell your brain that you're not going back to that same spot. Because when that biting labrum tear wakes you up in the middle of the night, it means business. And you got to get it fixed. Do you remember there was a player, who was it? You might remember. I can't remember. I have early for Alzheimer's. Do you remember in the NFL, there was a guy and we were like, we were on the air and we were saying, you know, he says he's going to play with it. And I was like, nobody plays with a torn labrum.
That was Raiders wide receiver Tyrell Raiders. Williams. Yeah, Tyrell Williams.
Great call by you. It was Tyrell Williams. Great call by you. I remember it now. Thank God for you. But the reality was, I remembered we had that conversation on the air. I was like, yeah, he says he's going to play the season with it, do it after the season. And I was like, no, you aren't. It's simple. You cannot play football and baseball or hockey with or basketball even. You cannot play in the NBA, in my opinion, an entire season with a torn labrum. that's just all there is to it.
You morons!
Yeah, I'll ask Dr. Zhivago on Friday when we talk to him at some point, right? And I'll ask him, and he'll have to just spit it out. What do you think, Carver High? Do you think he's going to get it cut and have it operated on?
Yes, I think that he eventually will have to get some kind of a surgery done. I think that he's going to try to play through it this year. But you know what happens when you try to play through that for 6 months?
By the time
you hit, By the time you hit August, not only does he get worse, but by the time he gets to August and September, he's going to be useless. As in, he's not going to be as effective. He's not going to be the type of player that gets paid $340 million because he's been playing 4 months with a bum shoulder. Not going to be the same.
He's going to be going through the motions all banged up.
All I need is some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
I think that if he went to, you know, the beach and smoked a fatty and you know, went surfing with chicks in bikinis, I think that he would recover quicker and he'd be happy.
I'm so wasted.
He's got all that money. He's got all that fame. He can get any chick he wants. I don't even know his status. He might be have a girlfriend or a wife. I don't even know. What do I know?
He better not have a wife at that age. I mean, you're young. You got all that.
Swinging a mess if you have a wife.
No. This is like what Mahomes is doing wrong. Like, you got to be kidding me here. You're young. You got hundreds of millions of dollars coming your way. You're in your early 20s. You can't be settling down with anybody. You got to make it happen. You got to get on the move. Like, honestly, like, you got to be kidding me here. Shacking up. Like, you can't have it. Listen, you got
to get you wanna so wait. Much tail.
You want to know when you shack up? In the back half of that contract. You got yourself a little 13-year deal. In the last 5 years, you shack up. Because the first seven, you spend that money. All right? That's what you're doing the first 7 years of that contract. And guess what? It only gets split one way. All right, you ain't sharing. Now Mahomes, he's got you know, the wife, he's got a new kid
and a
now.
Baby.
All that money, forget it. He's done. He's a family man now. He's 25, 26 years, whatever, he's 24 years old.
Yeah, we saw him in Vegas. He didn't look like a family man in Vegas. That's all I know. We seen him at the fights. You remember?
Yeah.
So, and he rolls with Kelsey when he goes. There you go. We've seen him. He certainly got people chasing him. I'll say that much for him. He was the center of attention, let's just say. But whatever. Like, have at it. But he's all married with a kid now. Like, oh, my God, his life's over. Now it's just all football and bringing it home, right? I mean, you're right. It's just misery. But if I'm anyone else and I got that kind of Tatis, Machado,
Tatis,
I think.
I think Machado's married. Chicks, stacks, everything. When you got, I mean, you got that. That's all. That's what you got going on a nightly basis. Instead, Mahomes got to go home now. You know, to the wife and kids at 24 years old, 25 years old.
Just, she's hot though.
I understand that.
She's got the whip.
Done.
Whip. But your boy Tatis, he could have like 20 lovers. You know what I mean?
You gotta stretch it out. I mean, stretch
it
out.
If I was him,
I'd have.
How many lovers do you think?
I mean, I'm not asking him to go all. I'm not asking him to go all Paul Pierce on Instagram or anything like that. Like, I'm not asking him to do that. But, like, you know, make it happen.
Legitimate hotties. Just legitimate hotties.
Make it happen a little.
Finish him, Johnny! Tatis, you got to go get it with that sore labrum, son. Tell those girls you can't slow dance. Your labrum hurts. I wish I had that money. He could give it to us, the money, Carver High. We'll take care of it for him. Terrell on the bench with Carver High. Did you see the latest spin meter on Deshaun Watson accusers is it's just spinning out of control. He's got so many now, whatever it is, 22. I can't keep track of all the numbers. But how about the two chicks that, like, I saw one of them testify, right? Like, I saw this or whatever. She did an interview or whatever. She basically gave her testimony in essence of this guy creeped her out, and she has nightmares about it. She can't work. She can't be a masseur anymore. She, when she tried to work, she gets the shakes. She breaks down. She starts crying. She starts losing it. It's traumatized her life. She's a wreck, a complete wreck. And I'm sitting there going, wow. I'm like, what possibly happened in that massage table. Honestly, I don't care where it was. You start hearing people talking about, I mean, she was freaking out. Did you see her, Carver High?
Yeah, and honestly, this is where this case and this whole story and all this, I think it's going to take a little bit of a different turn, because I think that before you finally saw some of these accusers actually speak, there was like this level of what's going on here. This story's kind of crazy, and there's like 20 plus women who are accusing him, and he's got a bunch of women who vouch for him. I think, Scotty, when you actually get like the real life, you know, firsthand account, and you actually see the person and the pain in their eyes and all that, like, it changes things. And this is just going to completely go even further downhill for him starting now. Now that you have,
I mean, he's, you know, turning into the wine. He's turning into Weinstein. Like, he's drowning in this.
You have alleged victims now that the general public sees them on their television talking about what this guy allegedly has done to them. It changes the dynamic where people really be like, wow, this guy is an absolute D. You know, I mean, this is it's just going to change the story, I feel.
Here's a woman called Watson, a predator with power, in a letter. Another person on in the litany that are filing the civil suits against him says he's, meticulously designed a facade to keep his victims second guessing themselves, end quote. I mean, they've gone public. Every boundary from professional and therapeutic to sexual and degrading, you crossed in her letter to Watson. I replay the incident over and over in my head as if I'm trying to wake up from a nightmare, only that nightmare is real. I blame myself at times, which is insane. My hands shake when I place them on a client. I have to cut the session short. If you only knew how heartbreaking this is for me. She's had to leave the business. Anyway, and then the whole time you got Rusty Harden going off defending him, where it's gotten, I think he's losing ground. I mean, at some level, you know, this stuff is unbelievable. This one woman said she found it peculiar that an NFL player would request a massage from her because she didn't have a pre-existing working relationship with Watson or another Texans player. They set up a massage for March of 2020. This is around COVID time. Talking about Watson was naked on the table, a small towel he had covering his home plate region. He instructed her to focus on massaging his satchel page area, and specifically, quote, kept trying to direct her to his package, end quote. Oh, heavens to Betsy. This is unbelievable, Carver High, this type of behavior. Alleged behavior. Awful. Just awful. I mean, what are you going to do? You're right.
Alleged.
You're right
behavior.
You're right about one thing. Now they're on TV. Everyone can see them talking bad about him. Before, it was just some lawyer said it.
Right. It just changes the way that people who maybe don't know a lot about the case, now they see an actual alleged victim, and they feel for them. And all that they think now is that Watson is a D. You know, that's just pretty much all that it comes down to.
What do you think is going to happen to him?
I don't think he's going to play football this year.
You think he's got too many problems?
Do you see all of this getting resolved by September? I mean, 5 months from now, is this all going to be resolved?
I mean,
unless
I don't
he
know.
Pays everybody off, unless he pays them all off.
Well, it how seems is like resolved? It's gained steam, you know, like it's every day you hear about it. So at some point or another, they have to get in there and start arguing about it, don't they?
And eventually, you know who else is going to get involved? The NFL.
NFL
and what
security.
Happened? And they'll put him on that.
Rodder Vector, Rodder Romeo Whiskey Velveeta.
NFL. They're going to put him on that restricted list Rodder. Or whatever that list is.
Oh, yeah. The exempt list.
Football. He ain't playing football.
Exempt.
He's going to get his wish. He didn't want to play for the Texans this year. He ain't going to be playing for anybody.
How about when they, you know, they'll they'll give the business to the guy smoking weed or whatever else. But then they'll what? They're going to let some guy that's got 22 allegations of sexual assault play football? We have to let the case play out. We can't judge him as guilty of anything until the entire operation has been played out. You know that's what they're doing, right?
No doubt.
I think it's going to actually pick up steam, you know what I mean? And like happen, like it's going to evolve and it's going to come together. They're going to end up, you know, in court. I mean, at some point he's saying everything that the other guy, Busby's saying is a lie. The Rusty Hart, the defense lawyer, he's saying it's all a lie. Nothing ever happened. None of it ever happened. He claims there's no non-disclosures, anything. He did nothing wrong ever. The other guy's saying he's got 22 women that said he's a predator. And at some point, they got to prove it, right? I mean, you can't just say it, and you got to prove it. So if you got 22 women that are going to go testify against him, a jury might be very swayed by that, I would think. Wouldn't you, Carver High, that a jury would be affected by that many women coming onto the stand and saying he did it? I mean, at some point, you know, I thought after three or four of them, you're doomed. I mean, what do you think? I think of 22 plus.
Yeah, no, it's this has the potential to snowball into an even bigger situation for him. This ain't getting resolved by NFL season. He's got a lot of trouble coming his way. And like I said, unless he pays everybody off.
Yeah. What do you think will happen with Barkley? That I saw his I sent you his, you know, rehab, like he was doing the against the grain running, and he was, you know, the rubber band resistance running and all that business he was training. And then I hear he's training with Danny Dimes as well, like in Zona, right? So do you believe that he must be like close to ready to go if he's doing all this hard, you know, crazy physical resistance training and he's training with Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones, and a couple other guys, then he must be doing a lot better and he must be close.
Yeah, no, and he should be on track. I mean, he got hurt early in the season. It was week two against the Bears when Barkley got hurt. So full year would be the start of the next season. These guys now from that injury, they're coming back faster and faster. He should be ready to go. It's going to be a pretty big year for him. Especially, you know, I think he's really got to he's got to have a strong year. If he wants all that money that you're talking about.
Yeah, but would you give him all that money?
I'm kind of now in the camp of you don't need to give running backs big money. You just right. Don't need to do it.
Because they're don't need to. So do you believe that they're almost literally a dime a dozen, or you think it's, you know, you could have a good one or a decent one for a reasonable price. You don't need to go out and draft one and give him an enormous contract, especially a guy that blows out his knee. Like, just because he can train with a rubber band around his body doesn't mean he can take a hit with those knees.
Yeah, I think that the way to handle running backs are now is you're looking to draft quality running backs, you know, in the second through fourth round, have them for their, you know, first 4 or 5 years in the league. And if they become so big where they want to get paid, you trade them for assets and find another one in the draft the next year. That's how I would handle running back. Obviously, there's a few who are special and they're different than the rest. Like Henry brings something that nobody else brings. Like Henry is a machine. But how long will that last? When does it, you know, as much of a monster as that dude is, how long does it last? I mean, they gave Zeke money. What did Zeke do this year? Did he do anything? He did nothing.
You know
he
what?
Was awful.
But that guy, I got to tell you, I've never seen anyone really in a while work out like the way that guy works out. Like, I mean, this guy's doing some serious work in the weight room, like, and doing some, like, crazy training stuff. Like, stuff that you can't even fathom doing. Your body would crumble like a pretzel. It would crumble to the ground and you'd blow away like dust. But this guy's doing this radical stuff in the gym, just completely crazy everyday radical workouts of, you know, resistance, all this other stuff, weights, hardcore weight balance, you know, whatever, Pilates stuff, and you know where they do planks for hours and hanging in the air on bags and by their elbows with their legs lifted in the air. I mean, it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. And with giant weights strapped to his body, I mean, a guy's an animal. He's an animal. And I don't see these other guys doing it. Now, maybe I just don't see videos or whatever or footage of these guys grinding like that in the weight room. But this guy seems like he's in there sleeping. Like, he gets up in the morning and it's like he's doing 2-3-a-days at the weight room. I mean, this guy's, he's a savage. So I think it's going to continue as long as he, you know, treats his body the way he's doing it. Like, he works out like a fiend and trains like he's a specimen. And it's crazy. I don't know. Maybe it's because he just shows it and none of these other guys show it. But for a big time back that everybody knows he got that money now and he wants to prove that he's durable and that he can take it and pound it and keep stepping on people and running over people and scoring touchdowns and having big games. It seems like he's obsessed with that. And if he's working out like this, he might very well keep doing it. He might be one of the special ones. All these other guys seem to be fading. I'll agree with you on Elliott. Like, I thought he faded bad. Didn't you? Like, he really, like, he just didn't matter.
Well, the majority of guys that have gotten the big money at that position recently do eventually fade fast. Gurley, Elliott. You know, I mean, it happens quickly.
You don't think that Henry can do it, like, long-term?
Sure he can. Listen, I think that Henry obviously is a different type of player. I mean, Kamara and McCaffrey both are different kind of players who just got a lot of money. They catch a lot of passes out of the backfield. They're a little bit more shifty. It's tough. It's very tough with the running backs giving them a lot of money. But Barkley's got to prove he's healthy. That's his main thing right now for this year.
So, Associate AD Sharon Lewis filing a $50 million Title IX lawsuit against LSU, their school board, law firm, and former coach Les Miles. Lawsuits down in Baton Rouge. See that there was earthquakes. I was talking about them. Wasn't I on Coast to Coast or whatever? They had like, maybe it was, I don't know. My boy Sizzle was saying that they had like multiple earthquakes at like 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning or something in Lipstick City. Nothing major. They were like 2s and I think 3s, 4, like was a maximum one. But they showed people like it worked shaking. Like the news anchors in the morning shows, they were shaking. Shake it. That's crazy. I used to, when I lived out there, I felt those all the time too. Woo! I mean, what are you going to do? Woo! Carver, are you all right over there? I'm really worried about you.
No, like I got
something,
I got a lot.
Went down the wrong pipe.
Yeah, I got a lot going on here.
Young Chopper choked on something tonight, too. I thought she was having... I hope your mic's on so that people can hear you suffering.
No, of course it's not. Of course I love
well,
it.
I think you should have left it open so they could have understood your suffering. Turn it on.
Oh, jeez. All right, I'm all right.
Dodgers lead the A's 4-1 in the bottom of the eighth. The A's are still winless, right? Diamondbacks 5-4 on the Rockies at Coors. Top 8 runners on first and second. White Sox lead the Mariners 5-3 in the fifth. In the sixth, Giants and Padres 1-1 at Petco. And then the Ducks lead the Sharks 3-1 in the second with about 5 minutes left in the second. Bucks are up 6 on the Warriors. Giannis did not play, back spasm, something like that. Clippers up 105-96 on the Blazers. That has 10 minutes left in it. 25 seconds left in the third in that Bucks game against the Warriors in the City by the Bay. See you tomorrow at 4 on Coast to Coast for Carver High and for Elgin Knight.